digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Listen, I've been thinking a lot about what we talked about. I want to move back to Los Angeles with you.
Really?
Yeah.
You're coming with us tonight?
It's okay.
Dad, I don't know what to say. I'm so happy.
Victor, what are you doing here? How the hell did you find me?
I have information.
I'm out. I don't work for the government anymore.
Well, this you're gonna want to hear. There's a big hit going down. President Hassan at the UN. He's getting taken out.
When?
Today, before he can sign this thing with Taylor.
My country agrees to abandon the pursuit of nuclear weapons.
But our terms, Mr. President, were that the inspectors themselves would be American, not IAEA.
This is the message that you sent to the rest of the world, and then you wonder why we don't want to negotiate.
Please excuse my brother's passion.
We need to resolve this issue before we can move forward.
Find a way to give him what he wants. This man is a once-in-a-lifetime leader.
I'm stuck outside.
I'll take care of it. This woman poses no threat to me or the peace process.
But you are married. I've done nothing reckless.
Just reinstate Miss Reed's clearance now.
Unless you want to destroy everything that he's worked for, stay away from him.
The brother revoked my clearance, but I had Hassan reinstate it. And now I'm behind schedule, but it'll get done.
Excuse me, Mr. Hastings. Jack Bauer's on line 3. He needs to talk to you.
Bauer?
I'm with an informant that I used to run who's claiming he's got intel on an assassination attempt on President Hassan.
And what does Mr. Aruz want in return for his information?
CTU protection and immunity.
I'll send a chopper to pick you up.
Don't stop for anything. Keep going.
Jack kills his two pursuers. The helicopter arrives.
You need to get him out of here. He's losing a lot of blood.
Look, Hastings wants to debrief you back to CTU.
I'm not going back to CTU. I delivered him. I'm done.
But Mr. Bauer, I got a flight to catch.
That's it?
Get out!
The Russian bad guy fires a rocket at the helicopter.
Tell me what you know. The hitter has someone on the inside, close to Hassan.
The following takes place between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Emergency services rush to the scene of the destroyed helicopter. A crowd of people watches from the street. The Russian slips through them.
It's done. Aruz is no longer a problem. But we don't know how much he told CTU. We need to accelerate the hit.
At CTU.
Sir, Agent Ortiz is calling in.
Put him through. I want everyone on this. Comm channel 235. All right, go ahead.
This is Cole. Where are those EMTs?
They should be there any second. How's the rest of your team?
Early's injured. Torres and Johnson are dead. What happened? Look, those drones are supposed to have anti-ballistics. Why didn't they take out the missile?
We're still running the diagnostic.
Sir, this should have never happened. We should have had another team checking those buildings.
We can discuss this at a later time, Agent Ortiz.
Yes, sir. Bauer wants to talk with you.
Put him on the phone.
Stand by. Jack, I have Mr. Hastings on the line.
Mr. Hastings, Victor Aruz told me right before he died that the assassin was working with someone very close to President Hassan.
Did you get a name?
No, not before he died.
And you believe him?
Normally, I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. He was dying, sir. He had no reason to lie.
All right, we're on it. I need you and Cole back here to debrief.
Mr. Hastings, I already gave one of your agents my statement.
I need you back here.
Yeah.
Mr. Bauer.
Jack casts a rueful look at the row of dead bodies lying on the helipad.
Fine, we're on our way.
Mr. Hastings?
Yes?
I may have a lead on that insider.
What do you mean?
I just picked up an unauthorized access in one of the secure databases at the UN.
How do you know it's unauthorized?
Because they bypassed the main access page and went through a back-end server. The only reason to do that is if you're trying to cover your tracks.
Stay on it. Let me know if you trace the source. Put O'Brien on this, too, if you don't think she'll slow you down.
No, she's doing much better, sir.
I'm going to call Taylor's chief of staff. They need to know this insider could be moving against Hassan.
Mr. President, you are under a great deal of pressure at home from an active opposition to this peace agreement. They believe that by dismantling your nuclear weapons programs, you're surrendering to the West. How do you respond to those charges?
The only thing we are surrendering is a cloud of antagonism and mistrust under which we have lived for far too long. This is a victory for my people. It marks an end to isolation and will bring economic stability to my country for the first time in decades.
How do you propose economic stability when your people are so divided?
This is Weiss. Did you bring in Victor Aruz?
I'm afraid not, sir. There was an ambush and Aruz was killed, along with two of our men.
Damn it.
Before Aruz died, he shared some very troubling information. Now, he claimed that someone close to President Hassan has been conspiring with the assassin. Now, we don't have a name yet, but we are pursuing a lead.
Tell me how, and I better be impressed.
We're tracing what might be an unauthorized entry into one of the UN servers.
And you think this is the person we're looking for?
Well, we're optimistic.
Yeah, you better hope that optimism translates into results.
Sir, until we locate the insider, you might want to consider locking down President Hassan and postponing this conference.
That is not an option, Mr. Hastings. We are close to signing one of the most important treaties in the history of this country. You were put in charge of CTU because you said you could get the job done. Lean, mean, and fast, that's what you said. President Taylor expects you to deliver on those words.
Yes, sir.
I'll take this to the president. Keep me posted.
President Hassan and I still have a great deal of work to do, so we're gonna wrap this up, but I would like to say that the president and I chose the United Nations as the venue for these talks because the problems facing the Middle East have become a world concern. And President Hassan and I are confident that this agreement will lay the foundation for a lasting peace in the region. And we thank you for your time. Mr. President,
thank you.
I'll see you after the break.
I look forward to resuming it.
Thank you.
Madam President, I just spoke with CTU. There's been a development regarding the threat to Hassan. We need to speak in private.
That is really wonderful.
Thank you. I'll join you later.
Hassan's wife and daughter leave. He makes a call on his mobile.
Hello.
You were terrific.
It's not about me. It's the message that's important. I just hope no one could see how nervous I was.
Well, you hit it well.
Are you here?
Yes, on my way up. Do you still have time to see me?
I've been looking forward to it all day.
When?
Hassan waves Farad away.
What do you say?
When can I see you?
I've got half an hour before the next session begins. You meet me now and we'll go up to my private office together. I'll tell my staff that you requested an interview.
Perfect. I'll be right there.
507.
I just ran a systems check on the drone. Sensors did pick up the missile, but the drone didn't fire.
Why not?
I won't know until I have a chance to take it apart. Mr. Hastings, I don't want to sound like I'm covering my own ass, but I did tell you that the anti-missile system had not been tested in an urban environment.
I know what you said, Arlo. You just find out what went wrong, and you get back to me.
Mr. Hastings, I was right. Someone hacked into the UN database. They downloaded security protocols, the schematics to the UN, and Hassan's personal itinerary. I was able to trace an IP address.
Did you get a name?
Chloe's into the computer's registry. She should have it by now.
Almost there.
Come on, Chloe.
Saying that isn't gonna make it happen any faster. There, the computer's owner is listed as Meredith Michelle Reed.
She's a reporter working for the New York Courier. She's doing a profile on Hassan. Applied for security clearance at the UN.
Did she get it?
My God.
What?
She's there now. UN security logged her in 15 minutes ago. She's at the press conference.
Put me through to UN security.
Claire, go ahead.
Thank you.
Reed is allowed in through the security gate of the UN.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Brian Hastings, Director CTU. We have a possible on-site threat to President Hassan.
You have an ID?
Her name is Meredith Reed. She has a press security clearance. We're sending a photograph to your PDA.
We just got a call about a threat to President Hassan.
The UN gave us access to their surveillance feed. Facial recognition software is sweeping the area now. Got a match? Northeast corner, moving toward Hassan.
Located the suspect. She's 10 yards from Hassan. East side of the press section. Green top, black skirt, black jacket.
She is. Go, 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 go.
Everybody move back!
What are you doing?
Move back!
Right there,
move back!
Reed is mobbed by security.
I'm a journalist. I'm a journalist. I have credentials.
We got cops speaking to you about threatening your life. Keep moving. Keep moving.
Mr. President.
Hassan is hustled into a lift. He and Reed exchange a look.
Come on.
You're making a mistake.
5:10. End of part one. Part two, 5:14.
The suspect's name is Meredith Reed. She's a journalist profiling Hassan. Now, our operating theory is that she's been using her access to gain security intel, which she's been feeding to the assassin. Ms. Reed is being transported back here right now. My hope is that she will give us the name of the assassin so that we can put an end to this threat. Refer to your digital briefing packets for specifics.
Mr. Hastings, I just received a preliminary report from the team sweeping Ms. Reed's apartment.
And?
They recovered the file stolen from the UN database off her laptop. It looks like we found our insider. They also found a large file that couldn't be opened. It's been encrypted with intelligence-grade software.
I want you to find out what's inside that file.
It's on its way over as we speak.
Good.
Excuse me, does anyone think this happened a little too fast and a little too easily?
You know, Chloe, things do happen a little faster in here than what you're used to.
I know, you keep reminding me. I might not be up to speed on all your software, but I know if someone doesn't want to be found, they don't leave behind code fragments that could lead to an IP address.
Unless, of course, they were in a hurry and they had to improvise.
Maybe, but then why would you go through all that trouble and leave a huge red flag for everyone to find?
What is your point?
It's like someone wanted us to find her. I just think we should continue to vet this until we're sure that we have the right person.
We are vetting this from every angle. I appreciate your concerns. We'll keep them in mind.
In other words, shut up, Chloe.
That's not what he said.
Well, that's what I heard.
All right, you made your point. Chloe, thanks. All right, one last thing. Ms. Reed has spent a lot of time on assignment in the Middle East. I want to cross-check all of her movements with those of known terrorist groups. Let's get moving. Yes, sir. Chloe. Jack Bauer should be here any second. I want you to handle his debrief.
You're taking me off the floor?
I think you'll be better utilized debriefing, Mr. Bauer. Go set up.
Thank you, sir.
An SUV speeds along the tunnel to the doors of CTU. Jack and Ortiz get out.
I'm working in now. Give me the home phone numbers for Torres and Johnson. Nobody speaks to their wives before me.
Cole, before you make your report, I want you to keep something in mind.
What's that?
I know you asked for more boots on the ground, but what happened, happened. There's nothing we can do about that. You put your opinion on record, it's gonna flag an internal review from division. It's only gonna hurt us moving forward.
Jack casts Hastings a sidelong look as he is searched.
Mr. Bauer, Brian Hastings.
Sorry about the loss of your men.
Thank you. You'll be glad to know the lead you got from Victor Aruz panned out.
You're telling me that you've already found the insider?
Her name is Meredith Reed. She's the journalist who was covering the peace conference. She was stealing files off the UN servers. Now, we wouldn't have gotten this far without your help. Thank you. Now, Chloe O'Brien's waiting to debrief you. Shouldn't take long.
I just need to make a phone call first. Excuse me.
We need to be on the same page here. I think you can understand that.
So you're asking me to lie on the record?
Asking you to exercise some discretion. There's an assassin out there. We don't need people second-guessing how we do things.
Maybe you'd like to debrief for me.
Jack rings Kim.
All right, get you in here.
Hello?
Hey, sweetheart, it's me.
Hey, where are you?
CTU.
CTU? Does this have anything to do with what's going on at the UN?
Yes, but I promise I won't be long. I just need to give them a statement, but I'm gonna have to meet you at the airport.
Dad, what's going on?
It's complicated. I'll explain when I see you.
Okay, but we're coming there to pick you up.
Sweetheart, you don't need to do that.
I want to. It's on the way.
Okay, I'll have Chloe get you a security pass. I'll see you soon. Bye.
What was that?
My father.
Everything all right?
I'm not sure.
Everyone said you were too young and inexperienced to head up field ops, but I believed you could do the job. Now I need you to show the same faith in me that I showed in you. Keep our little dispute off the record.
Where's Chloe?
She's upstairs, first room to the right.
Thank you.
Think about what I said.
Ortiz stares resentfully at Hastings as he walks away. Jack, who has picked up that all is not right, climbs the stairs. 519.
Hey. Hey, Jack.
Sorry, but we gotta do this kind of quick.
I guess you heard about the reporter they arrested.
Yeah.
Well, I think we might have the wrong person. Meredith Reed could be innocent.
Hastings said they found evidence on her computer.
I know, but I think those files may have been planted. Look, I've been scanning through the traffic cam footage from outside Meredith Reed's apartment building. 5 minutes before the intrusion into the UN server, this man was going into the server's entrance of the building. 10 minutes later, he left. What if he went to her apartment and used her laptop to break into the servers?
Sounds a little thin.
Don't you think we found her kind of fast and that it was a little too easy?
Why are you showing me this? Why don't you just take it to Hastings?
Hastings doesn't think I know what I'm doing. He won't listen to me. He might listen to you.
Chloe, I'm here for my debrief. Kim's on her way. I'm leaving on a plane to Los Angeles with my family in an hour.
I'm just asking you to talk to him. It'll take 10 minutes. If the assassin framed Reed to create a diversion, that means we have the wrong person in custody, that he still has someone inside Hassan's delegation.
I'm sorry, Chloe. It's not my problem. Please, let's just continue with the debrief.
Chloe's expression clouds.
Nor will they confirm any fatalities. There is no evidence at this time to support the theory that the two incidents are related. We're still waiting for an official statement as to why this reporter was arrested. At this time, we can confirm that her name is Meredith Reed.
So glad you're all right. I can't believe this happened. In
other news, the helicopter explosion... It's hard to believe, kind of.
I just don't understand how this woman got so close to you.
She's a journalist. She had security clearance.
Do all reporters get these clearances?
No. But she's writing an article on me. You know that, Dahlia. She was given special access.
You gave her that access?
Yes, I did. I did. This article was important for me. I wanted to get my message across to the American public.
That's the only reason.
Yes, that's the only reason. What other reason? If you have something to say, then say it.
You should never have let her into our lives. You put us all in danger.
Please stop.
Excuse me. I just spoke to the UN press director. We're going to make a public statement.
Make sure I see it first.
Farad nods as if unwillingly. He looks to Hassan's wife.
Omar, may I speak with you alone?
Hassan casts a look at his wife, who stares back icily. He walks out with Farad. The daughter seems very upset by the whole business and hurries from the room. 5:22, Hassan and Farad exit the suite.
Excuse us.
Farad dismisses the security men. He turns and follows his brother down the deserted corridor.
They've taken Meredith Reed to CTU.
I can't believe she's part of this. What reason could she have to help someone kill me?
What reason does any American have to do anything? Money. They found incriminating files on her computer, Omar. Whether you want to believe it or not, she is guilty, and she's going to talk. I need to know what she's going to tell them about your relationship. Be honest with me. Tell me everything.
It started 3 months ago in Badar. We met for an interview in her hotel room. Dahlia and I had been fighting that day.
She used you, Omar. She almost cost you your life. And if this affair becomes public, it will destroy your credibility and everything that you've worked for.
I don't need you to tell me the consequences.
If you talk to the Americans, you must deny it. It never happened. Look, Omar, I know you're thinking you must do the honorable thing and confess the truth. That would be a terrible mistake.
I need to be with my family.
Hassan walks back towards the suite, leaving Farad looking sad and pensive. Farad pulls out his mobile and makes a call to the Russian hitman.
Yes.
I just spoke with my brother. I told him to deny the affair.
What did he say?
He's going to consider it.
Press him harder. The reporter's claims need to be discredited. CTU needs to continue to think she's my contact on the inside.
I understand.
We only need another hour. I'll be ready to move by then.
5:24, end of part two. Part three, 5:28.
Arlo.
Hey.
I need your help decrypting that file they found on Reed's computer. I broke off a section. It should be on your screen.
Yeah, what filter do you want me to run it through?
Esquire 9.
No problem.
And Arlo, you can stop staring at my breasts now.
So when are you going to drop Captain America, find yourself a real man?
I'm still thinking about it.
Well, don't take too long. I might lose interest.
Let me know what you find. Dana Walsh. Hello.
Dana Walsh. I like that.
You picked a good name for yourself.
Yeah, that's actually better than the one your mama picked for you.
Whoever this is, I told you to stop calling me.
Yeah, I know what you told me, Jenny.
My name is not Jenny. You must be mistaking me for someone else.
Oh, am I?
Yes.
That's funny, because you sound a lot like this girl I used to know from Rock Springs, named Jenny Scott.
She was a wild thing, man. We used to do some crazy stuff.
The next time you call me, I promise you I will contact the police.
Yeah? You know, I got a better idea. Let's contact them right now.
I'm hanging up now.
Hey, don't hang up this phone. I'm warning you, Jenny, do not.
As Dana breathes out, Ortiz appears.
Hey.
Hey.
Whoa.
I was just gonna look for you. I'm so glad that you're okay. I'm sorry that I have been so distant lately. It's just, I don't ever want to lose you.
Don't worry.
There is worry in her eyes as she clutches Ortiz.
Why am I here? This is a mistake. Damn it, who's in charge here?
Tell Mr. Weiss there's nothing yet, but I'll call him as soon as we have news. Thanks. Brian Hastings, director of CTU.
Look, I don't know who the hell you people think you are, but I want an attorney, and I demand to know what I'm being charged with.
We found the files, Miss Reed.
What files?
On your computer in your apartment.
You searched my apartment?
We found 6 documents on your laptop that were stolen from the UN servers.
What documents?
Relating to the security arrangements for the peace conference. You're here because we know that you're part of a plan to assassinate President Hassan.
What?
Please don't waste my time. The evidence against you is clear cut.
No. Listen to me. You're making a mistake. If there are files on my computer, then someone put them there.
Now, you listen to me. I'm giving you a chance to help yourself by telling us what you know. I need the name of the assassin, how to find them, and we talk about you avoiding the death penalty.
You're wrong. You've got the wrong person.
Take it to interrogation. Full biometric package. I'll be there shortly.
Jack has been observing Hastings' performance from an overhead walkway. As Reed is led away, he comes down the stairs.
Mr. Hastings?
You're done with your debrief?
Yeah. Can I talk to you?
Not a good time, Mr. Bauer.
Meredith Reed might be telling you the truth.
Is this coming from O'Brien? I told her to drop this.
Yeah, well, she did. But she found this. They were taken from traffic cams near Miss Reed's apartment. Check out the timestamps. It shows this man entering the building through the service entrance almost 5 minutes before the intrusion into the UN servers. This shows him leaving the building almost immediately after.
So?
Chloe talked to the building manager. There was no scheduled maintenance today. No packages delivered.
And this is your evidence. I'm looking at an apartment building where dozens of people live, coming and going all day long.
Look, I understand. All I'm saying is that it is possible that someone broke into the apartment, used their computer to steal the documents. All you need to do is send a couple agents to check it out.
I'm sorry, I just don't see it. And I can't waste valuable resources because Chloe O'Brien has a theory.
Chloe and I have worked together for a long time. And trust me, she's someone you might want to listen to. She's very good at what she does. And if she's right, the assassin's got you looking in the wrong place, and you will get bit.
Mr. Bauer, I have a suspect in hand with a file she felt damning enough to encrypt. That's where I'm going to focus my resources now, if you will excuse me.
Jack looks down at the file he still holds.
I hate this place.
He crosses to where Chloe is coming down the stairs.
He's not going to help, is he? We have to follow this lead. If they have the wrong person...
Chloe, I did what you asked. I talked to Hastings. If he doesn't want to listen, that's his mistake. But it's not my problem. To be honest with you, it's not yours either.
What about the threat against Hassan? What about the peace conference? Doesn't any of that matter to you?
What if Hastings knows something you don't? Look, I'm sorry. He was waiting for me outside. I gotta go.
Jack! You've come to me for help many times, and I've never let you down. You've asked me to do crazy things, and I've always taken your side. Please, help me. I can't do this by myself.
I'm sorry. I can't. Not this time. Not me.
Jack walks away, leaving Chloe on the verge of tears of frustration and disappointment. 5:34, Jack exits CTU to find Kim and Stephen waiting in the tunnel.
Look what I made!
Let me see.
That's Daddy, that's Mommy, and that's me, and that's you. See, that's you, Grandpa.
Beautiful, sweetheart.
Dad, we need to talk.
Why don't you get Daddy to put you in the car seat? We're ready to go. What's wrong?
I spoke to Chloe. She told me what's happening.
Chloe called you?
No, I called her because you wouldn't tell me what was going on. So I decided to find out for myself. I know about the threat to the peace conference, that CTU might have the wrong suspect. What's happening?
Chloe had me make her case to the head of CTU. He wasn't convinced, and he thinks he's got the right person.
But if he's wrong, then there's still someone inside the UN who's working with this assassin.
That's what Chloe thinks.
What do you think?
I think it's not my problem.
Dad.
What?
I don't believe you. I've never known you to walk away from something like this. If you have to stay, it's all right. You're not letting me down. I understand.
Sweetheart, I want to go with you.
I know you do. And there's nothing I want more than for you to come with us. I have been waiting so long for this day. We both have. But if something terrible happens and you could have done something to stop it, I don't think you'd be able to live with yourself.
Jack casts a look back to see Chloe gazing out through the glass doors.
Dad, it's okay. You can go.
Jack looks down at the floor. He looks at Chloe. He then casts an agonized look back towards his granddaughter.
As soon as I finish here, I will get on a plane and I will be in Los Angeles, I promise.
Just be careful, please.
Come here. I will.
He embraces Kim.
I should tell Terry.
No, no. Let me do it. Go ahead. Go.
Jack walks away to shoulder his new cross.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. We should go.
Sweetie, Grandpa has some work to do. He can't fly with us, but he'll come as soon as he can.
But he said he was coming today.
No, not today, but soon, okay? All right, let's go. Jack.
We need to find out where your suspect went after he left Miss Reed's apartment. Start checking traffic cams.
5:37. Five 5:42.
Okay, I need to get a baseline on her respiratory, cardio, and dermal response. So make her comfortable. Start off with a few softball questions.
Hastings nods as if with a degree of sinister enjoyment and passes through into the clinical interrogation room where Reed is seated at a table with her right hand strapped into some kind of lie detector machine. Hastings prowls slowly around the room.
Miss Reed, I think we need a fresh start. Now, you claim those files were planted on your computer. Fine, I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt, but you need to meet me halfway. Talk to me. Help me understand your side of the story. Fair enough? So when was the first time you met President Hassan?
About 6 months ago, at a conference of oil ministers. I requested an interview and he agreed. We met in his hotel lobby twice. Hour and a half at the most.
Hassan emerges from a lift surrounded by his security men.
Madam President.
Mr. President, I want to thank you for wanting to continue our negotiations. I know it's a risk.
Madam President, you are no stranger to making personal sacrifices for your beliefs. If the price for peace is my life, so be it.
We are doing everything in our power to make sure that that doesn't happen. We've tightened security measures here, and CTU's top priority is to find the people who are targeting you.
I appreciate that. Madam President, the woman you took into custody.
The reporter, Meredith Reed.
Yes. Is CTU certain that she's part of this plot?
Well, from what I understand, the evidence against her is quite incriminating.
Have they found out her reasons?
Well, Miss Reed is being questioned as we speak. I'll make sure whatever information we get from her will be shared with your people as soon as possible.
5:44. Jack observes the interrogation on a large screen.
Jack, I've searched through all the traffic cams within a 5-block radius of Meredith Reed's apartment. There's no sign of where the suspect went.
Can you check out the sources?
CTU has drones all over the city. I can look through their archives and see if they picked anything up.
Where are they?
The archives are in Arlo Station. I don't have the clearance.
Can you hack in?
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm glad you're here. Thanks for staying. So I'll be over soon and you can get to California.
Jack gives a doubtful twitch of the head.
Okay, I'm in. One of the drones picked them up leaving Reed's apartment.
Play forward.
Oh, he hailed a cab when he left.
Can you track the cab?
No, it's beyond the drone search grid.
Okay, back it up. Stop. Moving closer. Yeah, that's what I want to see. Closer. See the medallion? Call the cab company, find out where it went. I'm not tracking this guy without a weapon.
The armory's on level C. You have to input your palm prints into the hand scanner.
Erase this as soon as I'm clear.
Jack places his hand on the scanner.
I'll call you as soon as I'm on the road.
Jack hurries away. Down in the operations room, Dana slightly self-consciously gets up from her desk and walks away. Arlo spots this and watches with an appraising look. 5:46. Dana makes a call. In a very rundown kitchen, a woman answers.
Hello?
Ruth, it's me.
Jenny?
I need to talk to you. Are you alone?
Just my kid. What's going on? Haven't heard from you since Christmas.
Kevin Wade found me. He's been calling me at work the last 2 days. Damn it, Ruth. You told him how to find me?
No, I didn't.
You're the only one who knows the truth. The only one who knows where I am.
I swear, I never talked to Kevin. I didn't even know he was out of jail.
Then how did he find me?
I don't know.
Okay.
And what does he want anyway? Why is he calling you?
He didn't say. But he's threatening to tell everyone the truth about me. It'll destroy my career. I'm about to get married, Ruth. To a really great guy.
Well, there's gotta be something you can do. You can't let the son of a bitch just ruin your life.
I don't know what to do. I'm afraid I'm gonna lose everything.
I gotta go. I'll call you later.
She goes back in to find Arlo standing there.
Where you been? Been trying to find you.
Did you decrypt the file?
No, still working on it. I found something weird, though. Someone hacked into my station and it came from inside CTU.
What were they doing?
Scanning the drone archives.
Track it down. See who it was.
5:48, end of part 3. Part 4, 5:52.
When you were in Badar profiling President Hassan, were you ever approached by anyone who was hostile to his regime?
No.
No one paid you?
No.
Pressured you into cooperating?
I said no.
So all you did was interview President Hassan. That's it?
Yes. That's all.
Her answer prompted a level 5 autonomic reaction.
You're lying, Miss Reed.
I'm not.
Tell me what really happened to Badar. How's it connected to the assassination plot?
I don't have anything to do with any plan to assassinate President Hassan. My God, why would
Your reasons are irrelevant. All I care about is stopping the assassin.
So do I. So if someone really is trying to kill Hassan, you need to stop wasting your time on me and find them.
5:53. The Russian assassin climbs steps to a front door.
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
Maggie, I'm so sorry for dropping by without calling first. Mind if I come in?
Sure, come.
Did Jim leave for work yet?
No, nope, just got out of the shower.
Oh, good, because I need to ask him something before he leaves. Kind of a favor.
Hey, babe?
Yeah?
Mike Farmer's here, says he needs to talk to you.
Mikey!
Hey!
What are you doing here? You're not on shift till tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
All right, I'll be right down.
All right, take your time.
No coffee?
Sure.
Come on.
The Russian, or is he, clocks the TV footage of the burning helicopter.
But as you know, President Taylor's peace negotiations with IRK President Omar Hassan are highly controversial.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, did you hear anything more about what happened at that press conference?
No, only what they're saying on TV.
I gotta tell you, I'm so proud of you and Jim and all those boys down at the precinct. I mean, you're gonna be part of history.
Nah, I don't know. We're just directing traffic, really.
You're on the UN security detail. It's more than directing traffic. Hell, you might even get on TV.
Wow, yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, it would.
Great.
5:54, Dana walks briskly along a CTU corridor and into the interrogation area.
I need to speak with Mr. Hastings.
We're in session.
It's important.
Excuse me, Mr. Hastings, I have Dana Walsh out here. She says it's important.
You're not leaving this room until you tell me the truth. No matter how long it takes.
Hastings stalks out, leaving Reed in the clinical room, unhappily wired up to the lie detector. He comes out to where Dana is waiting.
I'm sorry to bother you, sir, but I didn't think that this could wait.
What's this about?
Jack Bauer.
Jack moves through a corridor. He places his palm on a screen. He enters the armory, an Aladdin's cave of hardware. He goes to a rack of pistols and chooses and checks one. He takes a call.
Yeah.
I spoke with the dispatcher at the cab company. His driver logged the drop-off at West 23rd Street at the northwest corner of Broadway in Queens.
Anything more specific, an apartment number and address?
Not from the dispatcher, but I'll keep sifting through the aerial footage.
Okay, Broadway and West 23rd. I'll call you when I get there.
Hands in the air, now! Against the wall.
Hastings smugly enters the armory. Ortiz looks doubtful.
Don't move.
Hastings hands Jack's bag to Ortiz. Guards frisk Jack and hand over his weapon.
He had this, sir.
We'll take it from here.
Stand down.
I told you to leave this alone.
Well, we tracked the man in the surveillance photo to a second location. We didn't think you'd follow through with an investigation.
So you had no choice except to steal weapons from the armory.
Would you follow through with an investigation if I'd asked?
I'm not debating this anymore.
Shut down Lee before you could even assess whether it was good or bad.
Take him to detention. Take him!
Let's go.
I'm sure President Taylor's going to be very interested to find out what happened to my informant when I tried to deliver him to you.
Excuse me?
Cole tried to secure that landing zone with more men. But instead, you sent a drone which failed to detect the missile that killed my informant and two of your men. Cole hasn't said anything about it. And neither will I, as long as you let me pursue this.
So now you're blackmailing me?
You forced my hand, now I'm forcing yours.
You don't want to be doing this, Bauer.
No, I don't. I want to be on a plane to Los Angeles with my family, but you're not giving me another choice.
Hastings, exasperated, casts a look at Ortiz.
You want to waste your time chasing ghosts? Knock yourself out. I've got to stop an assassination plot. Give him the bag.
I need Chloe to run ops.
Fine, she's all yours.
Thank you.
Anything to what he's talking about?
The only viable lead is sitting in our interrogation room, and she's the only way we're going to get to the assassin.
What's going on, Mikey?
Hey.
Listen, something came up. I can't make my shift tomorrow, so I was wondering if we could swap.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Seth Mangan and me have a meeting with Sean's teacher tomorrow. She said he's acting out in class, but I don't believe it.
Jim keeps making excuses for him, but if he needs help, I want to give it to him.
Where is he?
He's at his grandma's tonight.
Not making excuses.
So, what are you saying? You can't trade shifts with me?
This is kind of important, so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He pulls his gun.
Me too.
Oh, Mikey. What?
Maggie, I want you to sit down. Jim, there's a roll of tape in my bag. Tear off a strip and put it over Maggie's mouth. Do it.
The policeman complies. Jack pulls away down the CTU tunnel in a black car. Taylor and Hassan continue their meeting. Reed sits in the interrogation room. The cop tapes Maggie's mouth.
Now, pick up the phone, call Captain Ravello. Tell him you're sick and I'm filling in for you.
Now listen, you son of a bitch, there's no way...
Oh! Oh, what's the matter with you? What are you doing? Next time, I won't miss the bone.
He has shot Maggie's thigh.
Make the call.
All right, I'll call. Please, just leave my wife alone, all right?
6 p.m. The end.